Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of The Awaken Soul. For the first time in 2 years, The Awaken Soul is back, and this has been an amazing journey to get back to this episode. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the avoidant attachment style, how to deal with that, and how, if you are an avoidant, to overcome it. We also got special guest Maddie Mo, which we're going to talk about improving yourself and kind of just stop doubting yourself. And, of course, as we do always, we got to go into the mind of Hayes to start off this episode. We're going to get into all that and more on today's episode of The Awakened Soul.
The following is a Breaks Media podcast.
You are now listening to the best podcast in the world, The Awakened Soul, hosted by my daddy.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, people, beautiful people across the world? My name is Hayes. For those that are unfamiliar, this is The Awakened Soul Podcast, the number one podcast for everything Black culture related, mental health, social awareness, activism, everything. We are back for the first time in 2 years. And over that time period, right, as we jump into the mind of Hayes in this segment, the thing that I have to talk about is this. What the last couple of years have taught me, right? For those that know, I have, you know, really kind of starting, I won't call it an empire. That's way too large of a word. But like, I've been doing sports podcasting for a while. It's taken me far. Chicago Bulls Central, Chicago Bears Central have really grown exponentially to the point where, you know, I've gotten to do some cool stuff, like having an episode with Shams, Sharani, for those that know that. But I always knew that eventually I would come back to The Awakened Soul, right? And so starting off with this In the Mind of Hayes segment, the thing that's really just on my mind is just the personal journey that you have to go through, right? Sometimes you have to circle back around. Some people look at doubling back as almost like you lost something, right? Like for what's the saying? You can't go back home. Like, you're almost like you missed out on something. And I just don't believe that. I look at what and the journey that I had to go through to get back to this point of The Awakened Soul, I not only improved and grew as a person, I've evolved as a person. I've gotten more in touch with even more things that hopefully are going to make this show better. And sometimes you just have to take that step back and do other things and then come back and you can make it even better, right? That's the same thing with relationships, friendships, all that type of stuff. Like, you know, sometimes you have to leave some friendships and then you guys have to grow, you come back together. Same thing with relationships. Some people have left relationships, have come back, and the relationship has been better than ever, you know, after they've done that. And, you know, not to say that that's for everybody or it's this universal thing, but, you know, sometimes you just have to take that moment to do other things and then realize and miss stuff. I think that's the thing, right? You have to take time out to miss things sometimes. And, you know, I've missed The Awakened Soul. I've missed doing this podcast. I've, you know, missed the conversations that were generated here, miss hearing from you guys on this as well. And so all those things has led me right back to The Awakened Soul. I'm still doing the other stuff. That stuff is not stopped. That stuff is not slowed down. And just to step inside the journey, like, since the last time I've done this podcast, I've done a couple of short films, one that was entered into a Sundance film competition. I've gotten to work on Nas's album, The Last Magic album, not this one that just came out. You know, and I've grown, like I said, the sports podcast and everything like that. And this has been an amazing time period of my life. And, you know, my kids have gotten older. The last time I talked to you guys, I think Xavier was, what, a sophomore or a junior in high school. He's a sophomore in college now. So, like, it's been tons of growth, both personally and professionally. and just everything, like as a father. And so this all put me in this spot where it led me right back here to the Awakened Soul podcast, something where the conversations are more meaningful. The conversations are more, sometimes triggering at times as well. And I think this, like, sometimes you need to trigger some things. Triggering's looked at as a bad word almost universally. And sometimes some things need to be triggered in you. They need to be awakened in you, right? They need to be hit. Sometimes that nerve needs to be hit so you can realize, hey, how can I overcome this? Why is this nerve being hit? Those are the type of things that I think needs to happen in this. And, you know, we'll see we'll see as through this journey of going through this podcast that we can help people get that and get to that place, because that is the important part. That is the meaningful part. That is what makes the Awakened Soul special. And, I think back at the time when we were doing this show every single week and didn't miss a week for like 3 years in a row, right? And it just hit me with the sense that I remember all the people calling. There were people that were calling and say, hey, I listened to the episode and made me reach out to my dad who I hadn't talked to in 5 years. Or, you know, it made me go and realize going to see therapy, seeking therapy isn't a bad thing. And that's what this podcast is for. So for those that are coming over because they're used to seeing Chicago Bulls Central, Chicago Bears Central, and those type of things, if you're coming over from there, this is going to be a completely different journey. This is going to be a completely different ride. And I'm glad to have you guys along for the journey. So with that said, that's the thing that's on my mind for right now. Usually this segment is based off things that are in my mind from culture and all that type of stuff. I almost talked about the Epstein stuff here, but we'll get into all of that. I wanted to focus on making this about me, making this personal, and we'll continue to see that. But with that said, that ends the In the Mind of Hayes segment. We're going to take a brief break, and on the other side of this, we're going to have Maddie Moe on the show for a very deep discussion about personal growth and reflection. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of The Awakened Soul, we are back, and I couldn't do this. There was one guest. There's only guest on this episode that we're coming back that I wanted on the show, and that was my boy, Maddie Moe. What's going on, Maddie?
What's good, baby? It's great to be back. I can't believe The Awakened Soul has finally resurfaced. I can only imagine what you're going to bring to the table.
Oh, man, we got some stuff to bring to the table. But, you know, I wanted to bring you on, and it's not like we have an overly deep or anything to get into, but I felt like bringing somebody on who was there kind of at the start of The Awakened Soul. I think me and you, we met probably about 6 to 8 months of me into doing The Awakened Soul and getting back into this. And we've had some pretty amazing and deep conversations. I feel like we've both grown considerably as men over the last 5 years, 5-6 years since we've known each other. And that's where I wanted to start at with you, right? Like, because, you know, we talk about maturity and like me just turned 39 a couple of weeks ago. I'm still maturing every single day. And I think that steady growth is something that's hugely important to life. You have to always be able to reflect. And I know that you are somebody who always is growing and evolving. And there's been tons of things I've learned from you over the years. So when you think about like where as like men and people in general, but like why is it important to just always be always listening, always growing, always being evolving? Why do you think that's so important?
Man, first off, a very happy birthday to this man right here, aging like fine wine. I see you. but to answer your question in its simplest forms, I heard someone say it a long time ago. I'm sure you've heard it as well. They said, if you ain't growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
And I kind of really resonated with that. And not for nothing, it feels good to experience growth. You know, it feels good to level up. It feels good to be challenged. I think sometimes we get so caught up in society of just being comfortable with where we are and what we have and what we're getting that we forget that we can always get more. We can always achieve more, do more. And it all stems from becoming more. So for me, I believe growth is a beautiful, beautiful thing because it allows you to become someone maybe you dreamed of when you were a little kid, or maybe someone you'd never been. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I feel like imagination is one of those things you bring up, like, as a little kid, like, and we kind of lose that as we get older and we kind of focus more on the reality of life. And then at some point you get back into having that optimism, like, as you grow and like, wait a second, I don't have to put myself in a box. And I think that's really what, like, the last, like, year and a half has been for me, like, not just because of, like, Bull Central or anything I'm doing podcasting-wise, but just in life, like, I had to realize, like, hey, what I'm putting artificial limitations on myself that don't really exist. It's all mental. And why am I doing that? Like, there's no reason why you can't add a new skill. Like, I didn't learn anything podcast video editing wise until I was into my 30s. Like, I was 30 when I first started doing that, right? Like, you don't have to limit yourself. And I think that's something that we have to kind of remind ourselves and give ourselves the space to do that and have our dreams back. Like, get that back. Like, it's easy to get caught up, especially becoming a father and a husband and all that. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, the things that you have to do. And sometimes it's still okay to take a step back from that and just do the things that you want to do and reconnect with yourself in that way.
I agree. I think society slowly over time, slowly just continues to beat us into a box of conforming to the way we should be. Mm-hmm. And we forget, like you said, that imagination from when you were a little kid. You know, you had people cheering you on when you were putting on a concert in the living room and convincing you you could do anything you wanted to do and be who you wanted to be. And then you start getting older and then they pose the question, when are you going to get realistic? Right. Yeah. When are you going to, you know, what are you really going to, you know, go and pursue? Like, let's be realistic. What do you want to do? And I think that, man, that's one of the most, like you said, limits, right? We're taught limits. We're taught limitations. We're taught it from, I think, other people's failures and projections and perceptions that they may not believe in themselves to the extent that you do. And like you said, picking up all those things and learning them even into your 30s just shows you that you can learn and pick up and pursue anything that you believe you can. And that's that imagination. I mean, it shows in what you do especially. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that. You got to be in touch with that. And like I said, give yourself the space, the grace, whatever you want to call it, to be able to just have something that you, it doesn't even have, like, I think sometimes we feel like we also have to, justify why we have this love, this desire for something, like, whether it's monetary or whether it's whatever else. And it's like, just do what you care about. Like, you don't have to do anything. Like, there's times where literally now, like, I will literally just get up. I'll ask my kids if they want to go. You know, they're all teenagers now. Mm-hmm. If they don't, cool. I'll go by myself, or I'll just go walking in like the woods. Like, just go walking on the trail. Just
why not?
And that was stuff that, like, in my late 20s, early 30s, I never did. I felt like, well, I'm finna just go walking for. I could be here doing something in the house, whatever. No, I'm just gonna go walk. I'm gonna put my headphones on with no aim, no goal. I'm just gonna get back in touch, root back in. And that's important, I think, for our mental health, for sure.
Right. They always say you got to disconnect in order to reconnect. Ooh, and I'm a firm believer in that, you know, disconnecting yourself from your thoughts mainly, because everything you got is just it's thoughts. Like you said, you invest time, energy and effort into, you know, fertilizing these ideas in your mind. And a lot of them just aren't even true. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to limitations, you just start to fuel that, and where they say it all the time, where you place your attention, that's where your energy flows, and that's what you're going to see grow. So, you know, be more intentional with how you think, and disconnection, I think, plays a large role in evolving and kind of surpassing that, or not letting it hinder you for as long as it would, right?
That's a fact. That's an absolute fact there. Let me ask you this. And this is how good this man, Matty Moe, is, bro. The fact that we didn't even have a conversation about what we were going to talk about. I said, do you want to come on the show? He said, absolutely. Ask no questions.
Immediate.
But I want to ask you this, Matty. What's the biggest thing later in life? What's the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself?
That I can accomplish anything that I truly believe I can accomplish. And even if I don't see it in my physical reality immediately, as long as I have faith and know that it's coming, then I'm already living in that future. It's just a matter of time before it catches up to me in the essence that I imagined it when I began.
That's beautiful, man. That's awesome. What, how long did it, like, did you ever have to fight with that revelation, or was it something that just kind of came through you doing your own thing?
Yeah, I still, honestly, you know, I still struggle with it a little bit today. You know, no matter how much you do, no matter how much you can look back and celebrate certain successes, accomplishments, and growth, I feel like there's always just that part that is like, man, I know I believe in me. I know I'm doing the right things. I feel like I'm on the right path. Like I'm getting little subtle signs that I'm doing it, but I'm still not in that reality that I perceive myself to be in yet. Like, is it working? You know, all that. So you start to question it just a little bit. But me personally, you know, I still battle it often, but it doesn't have as much weight as it used to, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think the same thing for me. Like the thing that I learned the most about myself, like at this point in life, was, you know, I still consider myself a bit of an introvert, but I also think that like my introvertedness was more so like a wall up, because like you've been around me, you know, once I get it, once yes. I get it gets comfortable, I'm me, right? Like,
yes.
But I think that was the biggest thing. Like I've always been like this quiet person, but I've realized like, hey, like, yeah, I'm still quiet, like in my own private moments, but like, I wouldn't categorize myself as a straightforward introvert anymore either. And I think that was been a big part of me, like just being able to accomplish stuff and getting out and doing things and stuff like that. Like I've had to force myself out of that box. And I really do feel like I placed myself in that box very early in life. And I just kind of stayed in that for a long time.
Yeah, I think sometimes we do that to ourselves just out of like, you know, fight or flight mode, in a sense, you know, that's how the human mind is wired. And, you know, I've always thought that you were more of a hybrid in between intro extro, and you just are selective with who you want to be extroverted with and towards. And that's rightfully right. So, because, you know, if you leave your door unlocked, you not only can you have people you love come in, but you can also have a lot of people trying to do ill will to you as well. So I get putting the wall up for sure. But I'm happy that you've grown to relieve yourself of it in certain ways.
Yeah, and that's the thing that like comes with like, I think at a point, like being successful in anything in life, and that's not even to toot my own horn, but like you have to learn to weed the people who want to attach yourself because they see you being successful, and the people that want to actually add and be a part of your success.
Hey, hockey fans, can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's right. Like that's a big difference there.
Crabs in a bucket, baby.
Yeah, man. And that had to be part of what I learned. Cause like at one point in time, especially during the height of like the Awakened Soul and Love Lesson Badass Soul, I had a lot of people around me that like now looking back, it was like they saw I was successful and they wanted some of that. And not to say that that's necessarily inherently bad either, but then, you know, you look at people like Corey, Will, you, like the people that I still have relationships with, even though the Awakened Soul and those podcasts have gone away. And it's like, you guys are the people that I knew were there and were put in my life for a reason greater than anything with podcasting. And it's funny how like a lot of the other people have kind of died off now. I didn't even have to do anything. They died off naturally. Like it's just the way God works, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Evolution, you know, everything handles itself in the end. So it's no guess as to why certain people are no longer around you and around myself as well, but the real ones are still always be there. And it's like you can pick up with them anytime right where you left off, and that's how you know a relationship is, you know, really rooted in something beyond just, you know, oh, you're doing good right now. Let me just jump in here and be seen real quick by other people. Because that's what a lot of people do, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, gotta take care of it, man. I feel like when you keep your aura clean, the people with ill intent kind of just fall off, man. So
100%. Yo, it's like the fake is always gonna run away from the real at some point, because they just can't, you know, for them, they got a disconnect in them where like they can't see themselves being the authentic version of themselves the way that they may look at you and see, wow, that's somebody that's really in their bag and cool with who they are. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, struggle with that.
That's a fact. That's a big fact, man. Well, Maddie, I told you I wasn't going to hold you too long, man. I just want to, I didn't feel right relaunching without my boy Maddie being on, man.
Glad
life has been treating you well, man. What are you working on? So you're like me. You have your hands in a lot of different stuff, man. What are you working on right now?
A lot, man. As a full-time creator, it's never, there's not many days off. You know what I'm saying? That's so I'm just hustling right now. I'm still putting faith in the process. I'm streaming on Twitch and also on TikTok. I'm putting out a lot of TikTok content and working hard at monetizing that. We're real close to 10K, which I'm excited about. That's awesome. Taking about a year and a half to get to this point. And other than that, I'm just kind of letting the universe guide me for my next move. I'm not trying to create too much of a plan as to what I think I should do because I want something. I want to just be led to it. So I'm just doing my best to stay grounded, be present every day as much as I can throughout the day, and just, you know, letting the spirit move me in whichever way it sees fit. Because at the end of the day, baby, like the great one says, man, you can't beat a river in a submission. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, succumb to its current. And that's kind of what I'm doing, just going with the flow.
Same. And you know me, you were talking about before we started recording, that's what led me back to the Awakened Soul. I went with the flow, man. I fought it. I fought it for a long time because I did. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. I fought it for a long time. The calling's always been there. But like you said, now being full-time creative and stuff, like, it's like, why not get back to this? And this is needed. This is important. It's now I'm back, man. And I'm glad to be back, man.
I'm getting chills, man. I can tell the passion is undeniable. It's, you know, it's a part of you. It's in your veins. It's part of who you are. And I love it. And I love that you want to bring it back, and you are bringing it back, and you're sharing it. It's amazing.
Appreciate it, man. Tell them where they can find you at, man. Let's get up out of here.
Man, you can find me anywhere. Just type in @Maddie_Pace, and I always elevate your energy, put a smile on your face, baby. You can also check me out on YouTube @TheMaddiePace or @TheMaddieMoShow, the host with the most mojo. And other than that, baby, yeah, that's where you can find me. You're getting it in. Let's go.
Well, y'all go make sure y'all go and follow Maddie. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. He's one of the best followers you can possibly have on any social media app when you need some positivity in your life. And we're going to come back on the other side of this and jump into the main topic today. We're going to talk about avoidance and attachment. We're going to get deep with it, man. We'll catch you guys right after this. All right, shout out to Maddie for being able to come in and talk to us about that. But now we're into the meat and potatoes of this episode. We're into the thing that matters the most. And I want to talk about the avoidant attachment style. It's been something that's really been popping up a lot in social media lately. And for those that don't know, the avoidant attachment style is an insecure pattern where people, you know, they have like extreme, they practice extreme independence, which isn't necessarily, but they do that at the behest of like, of kind of ignoring discomfort and emotional intimacy, and they really run from those things, and they usually have difficult trusting people. And then the moment that trust trigger gets hit, it turns into a complete and utter shutdown where they remove their self from stuff. So we're just identifying that first, right? When you look at what are some characteristics of the avoidant attachment style, the emotional avoidant attachment style. One, high independence, right? A strong need for personal space and self-reliance, often seen as self-sufficient or lone wolves. Now that in itself isn't bad. I'm a lone wolf myself, so that in of itself isn't bad, right? But here, let's get into the kind of the negative aspects. Emotional distance, right? And that is a difficult of expressing or understanding or accepting deep emotions from themselves or others. You'll see some people with this is that they're very emotionally aware, right? They will be very aware of how they feel emotionally, but sometimes they can't communicate it. Or when somebody communicates something that they don't see for themselves emotionally, it usually is then met with like this negative act and this pushback to where they almost completely shut down, right? And then also like a fear of intimacy or the withdrawal of intimacy the moment that some of that closeness gets hit and you trigger some of that in them. And then, of course, that withdrawal. That is the biggest aspect of this is the pull away, the complete shutdown and becoming distant when their partners or friends try to get closer during conflict specifically, right? And then lastly, the trust issues. They struggle to rely on others that really trust. And the moment that anything pops up, any type of red flag, whether the communicator or anything, they really run from it. Now, this can start from childhood. This can go so far back as when they're developing their emotions as a child. It can get there. And if you had to deal with emotionally unavailable people in their life, it can trigger that. And then that child then learns to suppress their emotions and they become overly independent at a young age. And then, of course, that becomes their safety zone. When you look at how it affects relationships and friendships, it can be cold sometimes, especially when that trigger gets hit. And then also, like, sometimes their partners feel like, hey, I'm close to them. We love them. We're in love. But I don't really feel like I can get as close as I needed to really make this attachment, feel like it's for both of us, right? And then the healing and growth, right? The self-awareness of the pattern is the thing that really strikes the hardest in this, is that those people have they don't really identify that. They have self-awareness of how they feel, but they don't always have the self-awareness about how that may affect the other people around them, which then leads to that withdrawal and things that we have. And then also the developing healthy communication patterns, right? Usually people who have the avoidant attachment style, they don't really have healthy communication in the sense of conflict. Like I said, they may be very emotionally aware. They may be able to very articulate. But when it comes down to getting into the really needy and greedy to really deal with some things, that's where you start seeing that healthy communication really lack in a lot of areas. And then that leads you to where you get to the withdrawal part of it, right? So I want to talk about it with this. How do you deal with being an avoidant, right? How do you deal with trying to come out of that avoidant nature? And so I have this is this called anagram, whatever it is, called Blue, right? And this is named after somebody that I know that does have the avoidant attachment style that I, you know, dealt with in the past. It's Blue. And I want to talk about it from this sense, right? How to deal with being an avoidant, how to come out of that avoidance. First, it takes work, it takes self-reflection, and you first have to admit that you are that. But let's get into the Blue aspect of this, right? One, the B, build. You have to learn to build the right habits to overcome the fear associated with being an avoidant. You have to learn to do those things, and that sometimes can be the hardest thing for the avoidant attachment style is the building part of it, right? They can get to a place of having this great and effective and beautiful emotional feelings and love and passion for somebody. But when it comes to really building something, right, that doesn't mean just the love that comes in and showing and reflecting love. It takes building. Building takes more than that. And especially when you talk about relationships or you talk about, any of those type of things, friendships, building is the part that really that gives the foundation of it. You don't have it if you can't build. And building that foundation, that safety net, and because emotional avoidance run away, it usually leaves people around them or the people that they have to deal with when it deals with that conflict to feel that withdrawal. And so sometimes you'll see this the avoidance surround themselves with people that really support the negative actions. They don't really call them out on the negative actions and that, you know, give them the mindset of I'm right for this because, again, they don't maybe push and ask the questions. But the avoidant also has a habit of really only communicating their side of it and their view rather than the actual full picture. So you have to learn to build. That's the first thing. Now let's get into the L. Listen, sometimes avoidant attachment people, they have a problem with listening to what's said because they're more focused on how they feel. And I want to be clear, even if their view on it is skewed, their feelings are still valid, right? That's the thing that always, feelings are valid no matter why you feel them, the feelings are valid. Now, to sometimes deal with those feelings, that's where you have to learn to get into the root of why that is and talk about it. And that's where the avoidant can become a little bit difficult in doing that. But to first, if you have suffered from that avoidant attachment style, the thing you have to do is listen. Learn to listen for what they're saying, not just for how you feel and not just for what you want to hear, right? That's a big thing in this. Sometimes the avoidant, they want to hear things the way they see it. They only want to hear things that reaffirm that feeling. You really have to take a step back from that sometimes as an avoidant attachment style and realize, let me step back. Let me look at this for what it is. And then let me listen to how this person's feeling. Ask questions for clarity, to listen to what they have to say, not just to listen to see if you hear what you want to hear. And that sometimes could be a thing, right? Communication isn't just about, you know, what's being said. It's also how that person takes it. And sometimes you have to overcome that. Unlearn. You have to unlearn or understand. Either you works in that one, right? You have to understand and unlearn the habits and the situations that got you to being an avoidant. What did we talk about earlier? A lot of people that have the avoidant attachment style, that really is rooted in childhood and abandonment. It could be issues with their father, having an emotionally unavailable father or mother, having to have a high level of independence early where you feel like you're not heard and things are kind of just all on you. You have to unlearn that, right? And so a lot of that could have been built up and started way further back than when you realize. And so you have to unlearn that to make that happen. And, you know, it gets a little difficult for people at times to be able to accomplish that, but you have to get to that place. The E, embrace. Rather than run away and guard yourself, embrace the people around you that actually call you out on your shit, right? Embrace the person. If you love this person and you believe this person loves you, embrace what they have to say, even if sometimes it can be a little bit triggering, even if sometimes it can be something in a way that you don't view something yourself. Learn to embrace that, because through doing that, that's what can lead you to honestly getting to a place of just having, you know, really seeing what things are for what they are. And that could be the very difficult part in all of this. You have to be willing to do that part of it. And without that part of it, the work is so much more difficult, right? Embrace it. Embrace the people that see things differently than you. Embrace the people that have a difference of opinion. Embrace the people who say, hey, listen, I hear what you're saying on this, but not to say that what you feel isn't valid, but hey, you're missing this part of it. Or hey, this is the part that you're kind of, honestly, you're skewed a little bit based off your perception. Perception isn't always reality, right? And feelings aren't facts. That doesn't mean that you ignore, that they're ignoring your perception or that your feelings don't matter, but it means that, hey, you have somebody around you that cares enough about you to then go on and say, listen, you're tripping right now, and this is why you're tripping. And some people really don't want to hear that, especially when they deal with the avoidant attachment style. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that and how people grow from that. I love to hear from you guys on that. I think that the avoidant attachment style, especially with social media, the whole protecting your peace thing, it's starting to become more and more common. And I think people are catching themselves into bad emotional habits that they really don't realize are bad emotional habits because of the way that they're dealing or not dealing with themselves. And that's the part that you really have to learn to overcome if you really want to be able to get better as a person and overcome this avoidant attachment style, because it can lead you to miss out on people that genuinely love you, care for you, and want to see the best for you. But things may be a little bit triggering at times because, again, you have to overcome some of that. I think also we just have to remember, right, especially as you get older, everybody has their own life that they lived, right? And to get that to overlap and to meld to where you can build something together, it really does take time and effort. And so if you find yourself with somebody that you feel may be an avoidant, or that you notice may have that avoidant attachment style when it comes to feelings and all that type of stuff, just remember, don't give up on that person, especially if they're worth it. That's the thing that you have to find, if they're worth it. And if they are, you work through it. And it's just that simple. It takes time. It takes patience, right? It takes a lot of that. But you can't stop somebody from being an avoidant. All you can try to do is to create a space safe enough to where you can communicate and that they can grow, and from that, and that you can support them in that growth. Not baby them, but support them in that growth. And that's the thing that sometimes takes some time for people. So we'll see what comes of it. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you guys so much for everything that you have done and the people that are popping back into the Awakened Soul. If you want to follow us, you can do so at Awakened Soul Pod on every social media platform. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail so we can hear from you guys and how you feel about this, the number to do so, 614-547-2039. And thank you guys for tuning in to The Awakened Soul, the number one spot for everything Black culture. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.